What was announced by Cricket South Africa over the weekend was necessary, but was it sufficient? No, would be my answer. Neil Manthorpe keeps a closer eye on these things than I do. Neil, good afternoon. The fact that Chris Nanzani remains president of Cricket South Africa and that there are board minus the three resignations of independent directors. How much of a problem is that, that they're still there?
It's pitiful. It's an absolute disgrace. It disgusts me. It makes me feel physically unwell. They are unable to see so much evidence. Or perhaps they're just in denial. Perhaps they don't... I mean, there's the matter of R400,000 that they earn if they turn up to all the meetings. But it can't possibly be that. I can only hope somewhere deep within me that what is making them hang on is that they want to try and repair some of the damage. But I don't think that's possible because Chris Nanzani had barely admitted to any. He said that they had a mandate from the Members' Council to carry on. Well, five of the boards sit on the Members' Council. They gave themselves a mandate to carry on. It's just pitiful, John. Standard Bank have pulled out. Because of the reputational damage being done to cricket and their brand, that's 25 million rand a year. We're heading towards a deficit of 1 billion rand. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And, you know, if they had stepped aside, we could begin the process of rebuilding. But we have further to fall. We have to fall right to the very, very bottom, and we're not there yet with this board still hanging around.
Do we understand from their presence that the presidents of the member unions are, for some bizarre, inexplicable reason, happy to keep them there? Are they there still with the sanction of the presidents of the unions?
No, I mean, it was a very, very split vote, and there are some who have been extremely vocal. The KZ, there's all sorts of politicking that I don't understand and don't want to understand. I can tell you, for example, that the KZN board gave their president a mandate to vote the board off, because the KZN president is not on the CSA board. So they had an extraordinary general meeting, and the president voted against the mandate that he had been given by his own board for whatever reason. You know, there's backhanders and backstabbing and all sorts of other, to use Fluff Duplessis' word, all sorts of other crap going on that nobody really understands. And he's just saying, can we just focus on the test series coming up? There's England. I mean, the other thing is that, you know, focusing on the test cricket, let's get Graham Smith involved. Well, Chris Nanzani is heaping the emotional blackmail on Graham Smith. It is disgraceful. Smith has got every right and 100 very good reasons not to sign a long-term contract with Cricket South Africa because he's not been given the terms and conditions that he believes he needs as director of cricket to turn things around. He won't turn his back on Fluff Duplessis and the players. If they need him and want him, he will do it. But for Nanzani to keep mentioning Graham Smith as the preferred candidate and a potential saviour is disgraceful. He can't see the irony of it. He can't see the irony of his presence as president of CSA being the greatest obstacle to Graham Smith signing a long-term contract.
Yeah, and what are the chances of Graham getting something like the contract that he would feel comfortable operating under?
None. Not with Nanzani and these board members there. Absolutely none. He signed a contract to commentate in the IPL, which takes place in April. So I see him working almost exclusively with the team, not as a director of cricket as such and in an all-encompassing role. But I suspect that he'll come to some agreement and arrangement for the summer to work on the England tour and then Australia come here and to work with the team and the selection panel. He will play a big role in appointing a convener of selectors and a selection panel. He'll work with Enoch Nkwe. He'll keep the role very specifically on field, because while this board and president remain in place, he has no trust whatsoever. They have no credibility. How do you work under those circumstances?
And Standard Bank withdrawing what we believe is literally hundreds of millions of cricket sponsorship over the next few years. Another thing that struck me as being quite bizarre was how blasé Chris Nanzani was over the weekend about new sponsors, almost as I think Rob Howing might have phrased it, as if they were grapes waiting to be picked off a vine. He didn't seem to have any understanding of the difficulty of attracting sponsorship to a brand which is in trouble the way Cricket South Africa is at the moment.
It's not in trouble, it's worse than that. And may I just say, and that don't give me no pleasure saying this whatsoever, but you heard it here first, look out for Momentum, because they're on their way out the door as well. And that's it then. Then there's no sponsors. Maybe some free Powerade. But that's it. And the Mzansi Super League, we were told for a year that the Mzansi Super League cost 80 million rand, the first edition. And then it transpired just a couple of weeks ago that actually it was 110 million. This one's going to cost even more. The television rights deal is up for renewal in the first half of next year. That's going to come down by 30%. All of this with already a forecast, an official CSA forecast of a 650 million rand deficit in the next 2 years. It's actually more like a billion rand. And now, no sponsors. But hey, the cocktails are still good in the president's suite.
Yeah, Neil, thank you very, very much. That's telling it like it is.